Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you making this podcast part of your day. Make sure you subscribe if you want more and leave us some feedback. Away we go.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
I'm live from Pac-12 Media Day. Bunch of Pac-12 coaches getting asked the same questions over and over again. I'm not going to be that guy. Carl Durrell, the Colorado coach, has stepped into my radio booth. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Denzel Washington is playing you in the movie. I've decided that.
You decided that?
Who else?
I tell you what, I love that guy. He's as sharp and as witty and he's talented. So.
Yeah. Back in the day, it could have been like Lou Gossett Jr., maybe.
Maybe.
Got a little bit of toughness, you know, in that. How do you feel in seeing people again? And, like, it's kind of normal, but not normal.
It feels great, to be honest with you. You know, I was hired last year, as you know,
yeah.
And really under a closet and in a closet for a year and a half. So it's good to be out of the closet, so to speak.
Yeah.
And, you know, it feels good that we're all anticipating a normal year. A normal season, having fans, having Ralphie back on the sideline running in front of us. So, yeah, there's a lot of excitement that we're looking forward to.
Years ago, I was at a game and Ralphie came out and the handler held on but fell and got dragged.
Can't tell you how many times I've seen that.
Yeah. I don't want to be. Don't put me in charge of the Buffalo. That's what I'm saying.
Let me tell you this quick story.
What we're here to do.
But, back when I was there in the 90s, our field was turf. So if you can imagine.
Let go.
If the handler trips and falls and Ralphie doesn't stop now. Ralphie's not going to stop until he leaves one pen and goes into the other.
Yeah.
And that handler was just being drug on this turf field.
Oh, let go.
And I know. So, that's happened many times.
You guys came out. You played really well. Like you said, you get hired. It's like a scramble, it's a weird year, but you guys got results. How gratifying was that for you?
It was really well gratifying, just because I felt the team really embraced the things that I was saying in really a difficult situation, because I didn't have much, you know, FaceTime with these guys. And by the time I started my FaceTime with them and having practices, that was October. And then that was getting ready for the season. So I take my hat off to these young men that really hung on every word that we were saying as a coaching staff and believed in everything that we did. You know, they were really resilient. So I applaud how those guys really came out and had a positive year.
Colorado coach Carl Durrell is with us. All right, so as a young coach, have you ever spent the night in the office? Like you stay the night, okay? Was that only as a young coach? Because, like, in today's world with technology, feels weird that coaches will say, I spend the night at the office.
Well, I've done it as a head coach, too.
I wonder, but is it because it's not worth going home? Or, you like, what do you get out of being there overnight?
Well, I haven't done it since we're a morning program team now, so it hasn't occurred in this process of things. But I have when we practice in the afternoons and we had meetings and then it's dinner, and then you got to go back up and meet with the staff and kind of prepare for the next day. It's been more when we've practiced in the afternoon where I've had these overnight, in the office. But I'm not afraid to do that.
Right,
whatever it takes to get the job done, to get comfortable with what we're trying to get accomplished that week. I want to make sure that our coaches put in the time to make it happen. So, and I'm included in that. So.
Yeah, you need to put the time in. But I just wonder. Is there such a thing, I could pore over the radio show, and there becomes a point where it's counterproductive, where I'm preparing too much. Like, I just need to listen to your answers and have a conversation with you. So I always wonder with coaches if there's a risk of overdoing it.
There's always that risk, but I'm hoping I don't encourage guys to stay overnight. Right. I don't encourage that unless you needed that to get the work done, or sometimes you just got done so late.
Yeah.
You know, there's been times I get done with my getting for ready for practice, let's say the next day, and it's 1 in the morning, and I live a half hour away. It's like, well, shoot, I got to be back here at 6. I might as well stay,
yeah.
Right? Sometimes that does happen. It doesn't happen often, and I don't encourage that. I would rather have our coaching staff work efficient so that they're fresh, so that they can be as good as they need to be. Yeah. And not do those things.
Carl Durrell, Colorado coach, is with us. All right, so now as a head coach, there's a bit of CEO to you, right? You've got to manage the program. Do you miss the position coach days where you could really focus on a kid or a practice or a technique? Do you miss that at all?
I think you do. When you're a head coach, I think you do. You like both parts of it. You know, you like being the CEO and kind of overseeing all the things and doing the scheduling and staying ahead of everyone and,
yeah.
You know, from an organizational standpoint. But you do miss, I call it being on the grass.
Yeah.
And meaning that when you're on the grass, you're coaching and teaching fundamentals and you're involved and you're holding bags and you're working against a guy. You know, you do miss those moments too. But, you know, I try to dabble in the grass part as much as I can, though.
Sure.
You know, even though I'm not a lead coach for anything in any position, I do want to know that our players know that I will do that and in a moment's notice to try to help out our guys to be better than what they can be.
Because it's why you got into coaching to work with kids.
Sure.
I'm assuming in the beginning you didn't think, you know, I want to be a college head coach someday, but maybe it was like, I want to focus on kids or I love this
right.
game or whatever that thing is that drew you to it. When you're most joyful as a coach, is it after a win or is it after a good practice? Or
I like it after a good practice. You know, I to me, if you can have a really good, efficient practice where there's hardly any balls on the ground and you're getting great snaps and getting good play on the defensive side and you look like a team,
yeah.
that excites me because you did it in a forum that it didn't really count.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't right. on, you know, you want to do that obviously playing on Saturdays,
right.
but we did it in a, you know, on a Tuesday practice or a Wednesday practice. That makes me feel good about what we will do on Saturday.
Yeah.
You know, it gives the coach that much more confidence that, shoot, we're already doing this pretty well now. I think if we just a couple things here and there and get and let them go on Saturday, we're going to be well prepared for this game. That's kind of the feeling.
It's interesting you say that because I think we're always, as people, we're always looking for evidence that we're doing the right thing, but we don't always get the validation. But as a coach, you get on a Saturday, you either get a W or an L, right? And sometimes it's not fair because sometimes you played an opponent that just, you know, for whatever reason is playing, you know, and coaches will say there's good losses or is there such thing as a bad win though? Can you win and go, that was a bad win? Or as a coach, you go, hell no, like a win is a win.
Yeah, a win is a win. But, you know, my mentor and coach that actually just passed away, Terry Donahue, used to tell us as players, he says, you know, guys, when things are going great, it's really not that great. And then when things are going poorly, you need to know it's really not that poorly too, because you can find the positives and negatives in any side of the coin there. And that's something that I take to this day. So even when there's a great win, let's say we've got the W, we're going to always critique and scrutinize the things we didn't do well within that W.
Yeah.
The same thing on a loss. You're going to say, well, we did these things well, but these are the things we need to fix. You're going to find some good, you know, in the case of that loss.
You're never as good or as bad as people say.
Right.
You know, it's always somewhere in the middle. I try to tell
right.
my kids that. Carl Durrell's with us, Colorado coach. Recruiting in the last year, how do you recruit a high school kid when you can't see games, or maybe one kid you can see four games, or how much of a problem was that?
It was a challenge. Definitely was a challenge because we want our eyes to see people live. You know, we want to be able to watch them run and feel what his speed looks like and watch him move and cut and change direction and look at his size and see if he was legit 6'4". You know, all those things. Those things are all very, very important. So, but all of us had to deal with it, right?
Yeah.
So all of us had to deal with this Zoom recruiting and not being out. And so, in a way, it leveled the playing field there. But and that's why I didn't think we were at a disadvantage, because everybody was doing the same thing.
You do have a beautiful campus, though.
It's a great campus.
Like, if you can get kids to that campus on a blue sky day. I mean, everybody looks healthy. Everybody looks like they're hiking and biking. It's pretty impressive.
It is. It's a beautiful area to go to school, and we do use that as a, you know, as a selling tool. But bottom line, it's still the our players. You know, that's where the when kids come on campus, yeah, they like what it looks like, but it's the feeling they get when they meet our players, and they kind of feel what's going on inside the program. And I think those are critical, you know, just as critical.
I was talking to Chip Kelly about how we could make Media Day better. I think we do game shows. Instead of individual interviews, it's Jeopardy over here, Wheel of Fortune over there. What's your game show?
The Price is Right.
Price is Right.
You know, what is it? Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, I like that. Can I buy a vowel?
Yeah,
can you imagine?
Can you repeat that question, please?
That's right. Can you imagine, like, Kyle Whittingham, you know, Mario Cristobal playing Wheel of Fortune? Big money.
Yeah,
big money. All right. Hey, I'm excited for this season. Excited to see what you guys do. I love that it's going to feel normal. And, you know, I appreciate you spending some time with us, Coach.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us on. And let's hope for a great normal season and a great season for the Pac-12.
Yeah. Carl Durrell, Colorado Football. Leave it right here. You got the bald-faced truth statewide.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the bald-faced
truth. Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald-Faced Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald-Faced Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.